It's 96.5 Wave FM. Happy to have an Australian music legend on the phone. Everyone knows Hunters and Collectors. And, of course, one of the big guys from that band would be Mark Seymour, who joins us on the phone. How are you going, Mark?
I'm pretty good, thanks. I'm up on the top of a mountain. I just rode up a place called the Woolamai Gorge.
Wow.
Which is in Gippsland.
Bicycle or bike?
With a pushy, yeah, on a pushy, yeah.
Oh, did Tony Abbott inspire you?
You've got to be kidding me.
Next we'll see you in Speedos.
No, I don't think he could inspire me to do anything, but that's another story.
Now, since Hunters and Collectors did sort of take a break, you've done quite a bit of stuff, not only your own solo stuff. You've composed film scores, you've written and performed music for theatrical productions, and you've even acted. You were in City Homicide. So have you just been getting into a bit of everything?
I've been trying things out, yeah, that's for sure, you know. I'm not sure where I'm going with all of that. I'm very interested in writing. I'm basically just looking for an alternative creative path that I can pursue alongside my music, I think, really.
So will we see you on Home and Away in the future?
No, I don't think so.
With your writing, do you write for other people or is it mainly just for yourself?
Well, it's writing. No, I write stories, you know, like literature.
That's right. You've released a novel. I've heard different stories. 13 Ton Theory released a couple of years ago. I've heard some places that it's a novel, and I've also heard that it's actually it's more about the life and times of when you're with the Hunters and Collectors.
Well, it is my life inside Hunters and Collectors, like my experience of that, how I experienced that time in my life. So it's sort of bookended by the beginning and the end of the band. So it's not, I wouldn't call it a memoir as such. It's not like it's my whole life, you know. It's that period, but I suppose we'd call it a non-fiction novel. It's a pop story, you know. It's very, it's sad and funny at the same time. The thing is, the trick with writing is that you've got to get published.
Yeah.
And really finding the right story for that to happen is really where my goals are set at the moment.
When you head down to Wollongong, are you bringing your bike up with you as well?
No, Qantas are very hard on people with bikes.
Aww.
I usually just bring my, dare I say it, my Speedos, and if you mention Tony Abbott again, I'll hang up notes.
Now, with that Hunters and Collectors, obviously, you know, that was still a big part of your life and you're still doing, obviously, performing a lot of their stuff. The song Holy Grail, it was originally nothing to do with sport. You wrote it, but how do you feel that it kind of has become a sport anthem, especially with AFL?
And I don't feel weird about it at all. Like one of the best songs I've written, you know.
It's certainly one that heaps of people love to sing, especially at the pub on a Friday night. You've got the jukebox, you flick it on. But what are some of your songs that you'd just love to belt out, you know, with your mates after a couple of beers?
You know, after a couple of beers, it's the last thing I want to do. You know, it's like I'm late in the evening and so I'm winding down. I just sing them. If I'm just singing to relax, I busk with my daughter sometimes.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we did that. We've done that just recently. We go down to the flower shop in Mornington and just stand there in the wind.
How old is your daughter?
She's 14.
Oh, fantastic. Does she, she's got a bit of a musical knack like you, does she?
She's well into it, yeah.
So can we see maybe your daughter emerging in the next few years as a bright young Australian artist?
Look, I would say she probably will, but how that will evolve, I don't know.
Well, thanks so much for chatting to us today, and, yeah, really looking forward to seeing your show.
Right. Thanks, Desiree.